I just want to have a couple of these pages left, and there's just really one more paragraph, if you will, of the Orach Chaim, which I want to examine. And not so easy. I need a little bit of help here. But on page 2, if you have it, if you don't, it's okay. I'm just going to read a couple of sentences. Oydamru Chazal, this is the Orach Chaim, which described at length so many of the yesodos that we're learning here. What are the five? What are the four worlds? What is the neshama? What is the nefesh? It's all digested in this Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And then he says, Oydamru Chazal, ki ha'asaga b'halazu. If a person understands halazu, if a person understands the kesher between my guf, my nefesh, this is what he was talking about, my ruach, my neshama, my chaya yechida. Who understands? As much as we can understand how Hashem's creation came from nothingness, from ayin to yesh, and it manifests itself in me. Gevaldik, right? Manifests itself in me. I am a walking yesh me'ayin. And I was created for a purpose, as he says. Zetachlis kol adam. The whole purpose is to understand this and to know this. So if you do understand it, ki hasaga bahalazu tzayvev, that will cause sheyishlach adam yaday v'yeneka adam ha'isa b'shalai, that when a person takes something from this world, you eat your egg salad, right? If somebody takes something from this world, you're eating your own, you're not eating somebody else's. Yeneka adam ha'isa b'shalai v'hu soid. This is the pshat, yegia kapecha ki soichal, ashrecha v'toivlach. Yegia kapecha ki soichal. Okay, so we all know from even, from a psychological or a secular point of view, it's always much more gishmak to have your own than to eat somebody else's. Okay, to work for yourself. Right side of the Makav Shalai. Very good. Portion Gemara. Right side of the Makav Shalai. Mitisha Kav and Shal Chaveri. Very interesting, by the way. No, it's very interesting that there's Kav Shalai while you're there, and there's Tisha Kav and Shal Chaveri. So there's 10 Kavim altogether. There's 10 Kavim altogether. Is it Tisha? It could be Tishim. It could be 3. So Reb Tzadok is Medayik in this Indian. Kav Shalai. But a person likes to have their own thing. Understood. Everybody understands. Yeah, okay. Right. No, that doesn't mean that it's better. That doesn't mean it's more gishmak. We're talking about gishmak. That's talking about a chiyuv. But in Kabbalistic language, so there's this idea that the Zayar brings down of Nahama de Kisufa. Nahama de Kisufa, Nahama's bread. Shameful bread. Bread you didn't have, you didn't work for. It's given to you. Okay, stay alive, you. It's nama de kisufa. Whereas if you worked for your bread, yegia kapecha kiseichal, ashrecha v'toivloch. The pasuk is pashut, right? Ashrecha v'toivloch. It's very gishmak to sit in an apartment and say it's my apartment. See, the truth is, I'm not that way so much. Like if I'm walking down the street and I see a beautiful garden in somebody else's house, I say to my wife always, look, we get to have enjoyment from this beautiful garden, and I didn't pay a penny for it. But the posture, like, do I have to own it? Nevertheless, there's obviously a bigger gishmak, and this is something I made, this is something I created, this is something I worked for, this is something I own. There's a pride, there's an ashrecha, there's a title. So that's the simple pshat. But Pirush says the Orach Chaim, Pirush ha'aishu shalcha v'atoiv shalcha. This is your toiv. V'hu maimer chazal, sha'nefesh koidam biyasam le'oilam hazeh. Chazal say that the nefesh, before it comes into this world, we're in neshama and shamayim. So before we come into this world, oicheles kibas boigeres, u'bechazarosa kibas nesua. So a bogeres refers to a child who's eating in her father's house, samuch al shulchan aviv, aviha, And that's what she's doing. She's eating. She's being satiated. She's having enough from the food. But it's not the same as an Isha Nesua, where together we're building a house and I'm eating this together with my husband. This is my meal. This is my food. It's my cholent. It's a different idea. So I'm trying to understand this, and we're going to go a little bit further in this, but I just wanted to learn with you the sugya, which everybody's learned 100 times, but I think we're not medayaking it correctly, if I may say. The Gemara says in Brachos as follows. I'm going to learn the Gemara with you, and I just want to tell you what I'm ma'orer. So the Gemara like this. Tana Rabbanan. Gemara in Lamed Hei Brachos. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan means it's the Rabbanim of the Mishnah. Keep in mind, we're talking about Tanoim. Asir la adam she'ehana min oilam azeh b'lei bracha, as everybody knows. Asir for a person to have hana from this world without a bracha. You can't just put something in your mouth without making a bracha. It's asir. And therefore, brachas are called birchas hanahenin. If you look at the Tosefta here in brachas, Agav expands this to not just Birchas Hanahenen, but for instance, Birchas HaMitzvahs. Everything has to somehow or another have a bracha in front of us. You don't get married without making a bracha. That's not Birchas Hanahenen, Birchas HaMitzvahs. But it's and what's the bracha? On food you make Shakol Niyah Bidvarei, and on a kala you make Shakol Barei L'Chavodei. Both of them you're making a Shahakol. Which is, you know, the general bracha, because there's no detail in our relationship yet. So there's no detail. Then I'm thanking Hashem for this detail. But everything needs a bracha. B'chol hanena min ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha. And here's where the fun begins. What happens if you don't make a bracha? So says the Gemara, ma'al, me'ila. So Rabbi Yitzchak, define me'ila. 2 words, please.
Embezzlement.
From
the Hegdash.
Okay. So, for example, I'm a gizbar in the Beis HaMikdash, and I say, you know what, that animal looks nice, I'm taking it home. Or I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to be makriv on the Mizbeach. Or I go into the Pushka and I stick my hand in the Pushka. Me'ila. It's a big crime. Me'ila. So if you make, if you eat, if you have hanah from this world without making a bracha, you're over me'ila. Me'ila is a hektish, a kachin term. Me'ila. So keep in mind how the bracha takes away from me'ila. Why is it me'ila, and how does the bracha take away from me'ila? Further in the Gemara, my takante. Okay, I didn't make a bracha. Now what? I swallowed the canary. What do I do now? Says the Gemara, Yelech Etzel Talmud Chacham. Go visit a Talmud Chacham. Break the Gemara, Yelech Etzel Talmud Chacham. What is a Talmud Chacham going to do? You are absolved. Say confession. What is a Talmud Chacham going to do? My Takante, my Ovidlei, what's he going to do for him? Avad Leisurei, he did something wrong. Elam Rava. So Rava, many generations later, Rava says, What they mean by this is Yelech Etzel Chacham Mikarav Yilamdenu Brachos. That L'chatchila, a person should go to a Chacham and learn Brachos. Kedei Shalayavay L'day Me'ila. So let me just explain Pashat of Shat. What Rava is being Moisev. Obviously, it's not for the future. It's not for the past. It's for the future. You're not undoing something. But yeah, it's Pashat, right? So what Rava is saying is this, that There's a chinuch that we have to give our children and we have to give ourselves to learn brachas, not to learn what bracha do you make on what. That of course also, does he make a bari pri adama, what bracha do you make on Pringles? That's not what you're going to the Talmud Chacham for. That you can Google. But what you're going to the Talmud Chacham for is to learn how not to be over me'ila. What does that mean? You have to learn the intended purpose of every item in this world. And you have to be sophisticated about it. Because if you're not sophisticated about it, you're going to misuse the things that you have. Are you with me on this? Meaning, like the Yelech Etzel Chacham is not, okay, you know, what bracha do you make on krumbos? This is things that big poskim and gedolim talk about. You know, take apart the krumbo, it's more cookie, it's more cream. That's not the nekuda here. Yelechet zochacham rava, this is rava's chiddush, I believe. Rava's chiddush is that life requires sophistication. You have to know what you're doing. You can't just walk into the storeroom and take whatever you want. Things have a purpose. It's categorized. It has a use. And if you don't train yourself and your children in this use, proper use of everything in this world, and I want to, let's think for a minute about everything that we have. Everything that we have. From our cars to our money to everything that we have, gashmius, olam hazeh, everything that we have has a purpose. And we need to be trained, says Rava, yelechei tzochacha mikara. And what is this called? This is called hochus brachas, yalamdenu brachas. Why is it called brachas? And if not, you're being over me'ila. Me'ila, you said, is embezzlement, which probably is true. But what it really is the... Is taking something and using it for its an unintended use. Like everything has an intended use. Why did Hashem give me a car? Now that doesn't mean that I have to pick up every Hasidic guy in the street necessarily. That might not be the intended use. But there's the kalim that Hashem gave me that not everybody has, or everybody has, my health. And it has a purpose. It has an intended use. You can take it for yourself. You could use it for some other purpose. Or you're over me'ila.
This connects to what you taught us about bracha as a lashon of bracha.
We will connect them. Yes, we will. But what we have is two sides here. Keep this in mind. And your very fine minds keep it together. That we're talking about me'ila. And the matir for me'ila is brachos, and what Rava is being machadish here is that the learning of brachos is learning about, it's a sophisticated limud of the intended use. Like when you ask somebody, what bracha do you make on ice cream? So they're thinking about how the ice cream was made. But Rava's coming, I think, and he's being machadish. No, there's something else. What is ice cream for? Why did Hashem make this? Why did he give it to you? Why do I have this? And that's really the question of making a bracha, because the bracha has to be matter the me'ila. And me'ila is using something in a way that it was unintended for. That's one first maimer of the Gemara. Comes the Gemara, again, many years later. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel is at the end of the Tanoim, beginning of the Amirayim, right? Rav Ushmuel, Rav Tanu Polik. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol hanena mina oilam hazeh b'loi bracha. Same words we said before. Nana mikotche. He's nana from heck. Does anybody hear what Shmuel Yosef on the Brisa? The Brisa says, kol hanena mina oilam hazeh b'loi bracha mo'al. And Shmuel says, no, I have it differently. Well, your moil and kodshei shemayim, there are two concepts in kodshim. If this is hekdish, and I'm nana from it, so I'm moil. Why? Because I'm nana mikodshei shemayim. So what is he giving us? What is he teaching us here? Shmuel, Gadol Hador. What are you teaching us here? That there's a different, like, no, don't call it me'ila, call it nana mikotche shemayim. Well, if you look in Jastro, me'ila, it says nana mikotche shemayim.
He's yachis to the pasuk that the Gemara brings.
Beseder, so you're jumping in on the Gemara. I'm just asking a question. What is kotche shemayim different than me'ila?
Olam hazeh. Kotchim here, the physicality of taking the animal is olam hazeh. Kotche shemayim is ruchnius, is...
You're nana mikotche shemayim. What are you doing when you're moil?
Well, you take it in the physical world, like maybe in the lower level. Kotche shemayim is adding, maybe it's, we're talking about something much higher, in the higher world of shemayim, not down here.
Maybe. All I'm telling you is you can only be over the avera of me'ila with kotche shemayim. There's no other way to do me'ila. You have to have hektish, and you're moil in the hektish. You can't do me'ila without hektish. You can't have hektish without an iser me'ila.
Isn't there a time where cat gets...
Like?
Like when you're using it for what it's meant to be, like a carbon.
So it's not mila. Right. It's not nena.
That's what I'm saying. Like one is where there is a makam for it to be moter, one is where there's never a time for it to be moter.
So speak out of the letter. Yeah.
So
mal. Good. What does that mean? In other words, a woman who has an affair, she cheats on her husband. Umal a boy mal. There's no Kadshei Shemayim there, you're saying. he ate no Kadshei Shemayim, but she's still over of Elam. That's the.
He's Kodesh to him now.
Hare at Mekudeshesli. I think we're saying drushes. Let me put this for you. I'm not saying, by the way, anything different than everybody's saying. I just want to put it into terms that we can understand, yeshivisha terms. So it seems to me that Me'ila Hekadesh. So Me'ila is, forgive me for this, Me'ila is a din in the Gavra and Hektish is a din in the Cheftza. Meaning, like, I'm Moyel, Gavra, in what? In Hektish. So in other words, you could ask the question as follows. If we were in a base matter of Yeshiva, we would ask the question, what's wrong with Me'ila? Is it that I'm doing something wrong? Is it that that this thing now is now lacking? This Hektish is not lacking. Is it a din in the Gavra? Is it in the Chefza? It seems to be that this is the Machlaikas here, because is the issue here of not making a bracha that I'm Moyel, or is it the Pshat is you just ruined the Hektish? So is Mila because of the Chefza, which is Kilu Nana Mikadshe Shemayim, or is Mila the Chefza is the Chefza? But I've done something wrong. There's a lot of nafkaminas.
You say it's a nena. It's a counterweight. You're still in Mila, right?
Even though you haven't actually affected the thing. Well, maybe you did on a micro.
It's nena. It's relating to the government, not to the Hefza.
No, but what happens when you're...
It's not about the ruin of Hefza. It's about his nena.
Remains coach.
Remains Kodesh.
But it depends.
It depends if you ate it. So when you don't make it, somehow or another, when you make a bracha, seems to be somewhat of a machoikas here, whether you don't make a, is the bracha being matter the me'ila, or is it being matter the, by the way, this is the pshat in the Gemara's question, my takante. If you're saying it's Me'ila, it's the Gavra, my takante, go to tshuva. That's what you should do. Why do you keep going back ahead in the Gemara? Just work with me, have patience. Because you're doing what everybody does. You're skipping to the end of the Gemara without understanding the Tut Stadim. Because there's still a third sad over here, which I'm going to skip to see. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa, I'm going to go back to the Gemara I just skipped. But the same Maimer again. You're Geisel. Who are you Geisel? You're Geisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesses Yisrael. Shenemar, Geisel Avi V'imai V'imar Ein Pesha Chavar Hu Li'ish Mashchus. Knesses Yisrael means the Shechina. It's all the Knesset Yisrael doesn't mean anything but the Shechina, ever. It's confused with Klal Yisrael, nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara goes on to say that Shenemar Goizel Aviv V'imai V'oimar Ein Pasha. If a person steals from his father and his mother, he says, I didn't do anything wrong, right? In other words, you steal from your father, you steal from your mother, you go into your father's wallet, he's not looking, you steal from your father or your mother. And I said, I didn't do anything. So chavar hu li'ish mashchis. You are, simply put, you're a corrupt person. So the Gemara says, what is chavar hu li'ish mashchis? Amar Rab Chanina Bar Papa, same rabbi, chavar hu li'iravam ben nevot. How do we get him in here? So what I'm asking today is, and I just want to just look at it. Don't jump. Look at it sophisticated. There's three possibilities here, and this is a half of a page of a Gemara, so it's important. There's three possibilities in nuance. If without the nuance, you would say they're all saying the same thing again and again and again. One possibility is that when I eat without a bracha, I'm doing me'ila. Second possibility is I'm nena mikodesh shemayim. And the third possibility is I'm goizel me'akodesh baruch hu. And somehow or another, these three things, which all sound very, very similar to me, but somehow or another, these three things are different. But one thing is the same, that the bracha is matur all of them. Somehow or another, if I make a bracha, it's matur me'ila, it's matur nena mikodesh shemayim, and it's even matur gezela. Meaning without a bracha would be gzela. So how does this work? So in between, so there's three things here that we need to understand of what the bracha is. So the Gemara says in between as follows. Rabbi Levi, and this is what, I'm reading this mostly because Rabbi Yitzchok wants me to. Rabbi Levi Rami. Rabbi Levi asks a stira. Lashem ha'aretz umloya. So pasuk in Tillim, yeah? Lashem ha'aretz umloya. Hashem, Le Hashem ha'aretz umloya. Not that Hashem is everywhere. That's not what it means. Le Hashem ha'aretz umloya. The whole world belongs to Hashem. It's correct. Correct translation. Whole world belongs to Hashem. Everything. Uksiv, but on the other hand, it says.
How is that different from Eino and Levono?
Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem. Ba'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Two very familiar psukim. One's in Tillim Chav Dalad, and one's in Tillim Kuf Tesvav. Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Ba'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. So here we see that not Hashem owns the world, but we own the world. So, Levi, who owns this world here? Who's in charge? Is it Hashem owns the world? We own the world. Astiram sukim. So zakti gemara loy kasha kan koydim bracha kan lacher bracha. It depends whether you made a bracha. Okay, then what if you made a bracha? And if you don't make a bracha, it still belongs to Hashem.
So it's not a matir, it's you own it.
So that only fits with the last answer.
Hmm?
That only fits with the last answer because you're making a kinyan, but you can't make a kinyan from something that's me'ila.
Or even better than that, it only goes to the last one because the last one's dealing with ownership. Mm-hmm. So this is a question of ownership. Agav, there would be anything wrong with saying that what the Gemara means here is that koydim habracha ha'aretz nasan livnei adam. And once you make a bracha, everything belongs to Hashem. You're maila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, listen. Is there anything wrong with saying pshat? because the Gemara doesn't say which is which. Would there be anything wrong with saying pshat that does the world belong to me? Does the world belong to Hashem? Well, who do you want it to belong to? Who do you want it to belong to? So make a bracha and everything belongs to Hashem.
It says nothing with me,
though. Right, I'm giving you the world. It's yours. You can go where you could abuse it, you can use it, you can do whatever you want with it. But if you make a bracha, then Lashem Haaretz Umloya. Isn't it a mila to say Lashem Haaretz Umloya? So by making a bracha, maybe possibly you're tuning off Lashem Haaretz Umloya. So, Ladati, right, do you hear what I'm saying?
Don't.
So,
not saying the same thing.
Is
what you're saying.
I'm saying, who says, Aris Nasa Livne Adam is a Bible? I'm just, Aris Nasa Livne Adam, okay, it's yours. No.
Shemayim Hashem Hashem is Saiser Aris Nasa Livne Adam.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's the Gemara's Kasha.
No, Hashem
Aris Umloya, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Levi Ramiksi, who's a steer. I'm only saying what you could go either way. The positive shot is what everybody thought the positive shot is. You want to own it, make a bracha. That's like your kinyan, like you said, right? That's your kinyan. That's matur gzela. But on the other hand, you could say the other way around. My goal in life is Lashem Haaretz Umloya. Isn't what we just said? I was created to make Hashem everywhere. I was created to make everything godly. So if I'm created to make everything godly, how do you do that? Make a bracha. It makes more sense to me. So machlekes Rashi in the Rashba. Rashi here, Alam Akom, says clearly, la'achar ha-bracha arehu l'bnei Adam. But if you look at the whole long Rashba, it comes out like it's a halei davar who, it's the other way around. Like you could learn this Gemara the other way around.
It's not me after the steer, that's the problem.
Hmm?
It's not me after the steer in the Mesukin, if the way Rashi's learning.
Why?
Because
Hashem ha'aretzim laye, but now it's no longer.
It should go to Hashem in the end. Okay.
No, according to the way Rashi's learning, I actually don't. I'm not in love with this Rashi because the way Rashi's learning that Hashem ha'aretzim laye, which I thought was a nice thing. Einoin milvadoi. It's a nice thing. But make a bracha, now it's yours. It's not Hashem, so what?
That's right, not
so the answer is a hetter hana. So this gets us back to the question of, this Rabbi Yisrael is a lum de shashir, pay attention. This gets us back to the question of, are you over me'ila, are you over kachi shemayim, are you over gezel? So it's all the same shayim.
It's very similar to the shkita on Kedashim Kala, if I'm going to be also related, because the moment that you shekht it, before you shekht it, it was half yours and half a kodesh baruch hu, and the moment you shekht it, it all belongs to Hashem. So it's a maisa matzir, it's like it's a parallel.
Like the Rashba.
Yeah.
Is it in the third one? You say you're over Gezel, but it's really it's you mashkes yourself, you mazik yourself. It says mashkes. It doesn't say the emphasis is on the.
Oh, right.
It becomes a Russia.
So let's do this then. What I said before is meila is something I'm doing wrong. Nenemi kachei shemai means I'm harming something. Damaging something that's in front of me. And gezel means I'm taking something away from somebody. I'm cutting it off from somebody who has ownership in it.
But it says mashkes. He's
mashkes. Mashkes means what? It
means he's corrupting himself.
No. Mashkes means I'm cutting it off. That's what mashkes is. Ravim ben Nevat was an ish mashkes because he was mashkes like kilu kotzeitz ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Mashkes, when you take a tree out of its root, you're being mashkes the tree. Nothing to do with corruption. Aish mushchas, and if you're with me for the last few weeks, ish mushchas is a person not who's corrupted, is a person who's disconnected. Disconnected. That's what hashchasa means. Yeravim ben Nevat, disconnected. The Bnei Yisrael, may Aviyam Shabbat. By enticing them with Avodah Zarah. That's what Yeravim ben Nevat did. So Yeravim ben Nevat, here's this kesher. What you see? What did Arba Nichnasu Lepardes, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Rabbi Akiva, and Elisha ben Avuya? What did he do? Katzatz ben Atiyos, the bad one. Katzatz ben Atiyos. What did he do? What does Katzatz ben Atiyos mean? They all saw the same thing. They all saw the parties. But they had all different reactions. That's what the Gemara is saying over here, that there's four different reactions to one vision. Arba nichnasu lepardes, Rabbi Kiva nichnas b'shalom, yatsa b'shalom b'seder. The world is as I thought it was. Nichnasu lepardes. Like to understand, they were living in the time of the Hadrian Decrees. All these four, it was the middle of a Holocaust. Jews were killed in the street. They were imprisoned. They were deported. Their property was taken away from them. They didn't have rights to live. Jews were given their own currency and money. I just read about this. There's a collector of concentration camp currency. Went to the concentration camps, so they took away all their money, obviously, and they gave them currency. So here's currency like farm bucks, here's currency like camp, but this was in the inner camp, they gave them currency, and they say, this you could buy clothes, you could buy cigarettes, you could buy bread, you could buy food. And this way the Nazis completely controlled what they had, so you didn't, and they there was a value to the currency. Meaning, I'll give you two of these, I'll give you one of these, and when during the liberation, So as they're liberating the camps, the Nazis completely devaluated. They took all the currency. They made it worth zero. So here they had the money and the currency. But it was just fake money. But people collect this currency. There's still some around this currency. So when you talk about something not going... So again, there's Mi'ilah, there's Hekdesh, and there's Gezel. So Mi'ilah is something I did wrong. Hekdesh is something I ruined. I ruined it by not making a bracha. And Gezel means I took it away from its rightful owner. That's what Gezel means. Just saying Pashup Shat. So Gezel means I took something from its rightful owner. Now it's not in its right place. That's what Gezel is. And then Hekdesh is... that I took something away from its use. I've ruined it. I've ruined it by using it for something wrong. And Mi'ilah means I, the Gavra, have not done something correctly with what was given to me. So, you know, so let's say, God forbid, somebody would come into a shul, take the mantle of a Sefer Torah, or the gartel of the Sefer Torah, and take it home with them. So what's happening over here? On the one hand, I'm oil, I'm nenemi hektish, I'm using it as a belt. Look at this fancy belt that I have. So I'm using the belt of the Sefer Torah for myself. So I'm doing, there's really three nekudas here. One of them is there's a me'ilah, the second is I'm nenemi kachi shemayim, and the third thing is that I'm goizel. Who are you goizel from? You're goizel from Hashem. So those are three things which needs hesper. All of them, the brachas can take care of. All of them a bracha can take care of. So let's go back to the Nefesh HaChaim for a minute. It seems like you can learn this Gemara 100 times, as everybody did, as I hear everybody's quoting it. But what is the Gemara saying? Three shitas. Gemara saying three shitas.
101 times.
Yeah. Or more. Yeah.
About bracha on sin.
Nafkemina.
Reach. You don't
take anything. Birchas Hareach is a chiddush because you're not taking anything.
Yes.
But you are having ana. Tell you just a halachic inyan, like the halacha, just to be lasaber's eyes, is not a halacha shir, but interesting nevertheless. The halacha is that if you eat treif, God forbid, on purpose, by accident, doesn't make any difference, and you want to do tshuva, treif. You ate some bacon and eggs, and over breakfast, somebody was makar of you, or insists that you make a bracha achrayna. Let us say grace. Let us say benching. So if you eat treif, you don't make a bracha rishayna, you don't make a bracha achrayna, that's the halacha din of the Gemara, because it's a toyevus Hashem, you can't make a bracha, birchas Hashem, noye itzeinu bracha l'neitza, the Gemara says, oh, you're making fun of Hashem, he's telling you not to eat it, and you're eating it, and you're making a bracha, right? So that's the halacha, if you eat something which is not kosher, so somebody's, like if you're involved in helping somebody grow in Yiddishkeit, and they're still eating treif, don't start with brachas, because then they're coming out, they're doing a bad thing. They're making a bracha on something that you're not allowed to make a bracha on. So it's list to make a bracha. Right? Same thing is if you steal something, you can't make a bracha on it. You steal a piece of food, you can't make a bracha. Right.
Because there you own it.
What happens if you eat something without a bracha rishayna? And now you say, okay, that was bad, but I want to make a bracha achrayna. Cool. I didn't make a bracha rishayna, but something about this wine made me feel more religious. and now I want to make a bracha achrayna. Very common. You know, you're sitting with a group of people at a chasana, let's say, a non-frum person or a frum person or whatever. You didn't make a bracha rishayna, but everybody's benching together. See, bench? So question is, are you allowed to make a bracha achrayna on something that you didn't make a bracha rishayna from? So the answer is, well, what is it?
We didn't make a bracha, so you don't own it, so you can't.
So first of all, it's gezel. So it's a davra nigzel. Second of all, if you eat from kachesh shemayim, so I hate from kachesh shemayim. I'm eating treif kilu. I mean, it's my cholos asuris. And treif sounds like it's negative. It's my cholos asuris. Yeah, if I'm eating kachesh shemayim, so my cholos asuris, you don't make a bracha. Or I was moil. Me'ila means I did an aveira, but it doesn't affect the food itself. It's not treif. It's not my cholos asuris. So whether you say it's me'ila, whether you say something else, nafkamina, like a nafkamina, if you say it's an isser chefza, or it's an isser gezel, or do you say that it's just I did something wrong? So
I'm saying it's nights.
Not the bracha achreina. I can do what I'm doing.
But
if I didn't make a bracha rishayna, no, it's not true. Because if I didn't make a bracha rishayna, does that affect the food? Not necessarily. If I'm nana mikachesh shemayim, so we're saying the food here, the apple is kachesh shemayim.
What's nayetz?
Nayetz means I'm taking kachesh shemayim or a davar anigzel, and I'm making a bracha on it. But on the other hand, if it's not necessarily kachesh shemayim, or it's not davar nigzel, but I did something in the gavra, I've done something wrong. I was moel behektish. So I'm moel behektish. So what, you did one aver, you don't do another aver. Like, I did, mishal chal shuv, shuv yechal shuv.
Isn't that mean that it's a shtachta Hashem?
Yeah, but it's a shtachta Hashem if I don't make a bracha. No, it's only a shtachta Hashem if I ate my cholos asuris. But if the issue is I didn't make a bracha, it's okay, now I'll make a bracha, do tshuva. And that's chat and rava, my takante. What do you do now? Rav Shaila was my takante. Yelach etzol chacham yam denu brachas mikara. My takante. What can I do now? Should I make a bracha? What do I do with this? Do I do tshuva with this? Do I not do tshuva? If a person eats hektish, real hektish, there's no way you make a bracha achreinada. But is it so? Is this real hektish, or it's not that it's hektish? It's the same apple as it was a minute ago. But I was moil. And I was moil in something. So,
is a matter of shrugging amazing?
No.
If you forgot to make a bracha, you push it, forgot. You always make brachas. You forgot this time.
Okay, so maybe that's not what happens if you steal something? You eat treif b'shoigig. What if you eat treif b'shoigig? You don't make a bracha.
The problem is
it could be misak. I think the bracha achreida could be misak in meila, but it can't be misak in the kachem.
Because the meal, but the problem is he didn't make the bracha, so now he's making this bracha. It's not a real meal. It's a meal which comes from no bracha. So maybe
unless you take it further, like Shmuel said, and you say no, it's not just meila. Like he's a not real mila, but nanami kachesh shemayim. He's giving a din in the chefetz mamash. This is hektish until you've eaten it. Or is it a din of gezel? See what I'm saying here is I'm a little bit being mafalpil, which is not the purpose of this year or life. But I'm trying to get down to the essence of what a bracha is. That's what I'm trying to get to the essence of. And see, the problem is we skip in our minds to what we know already. This, like. Keep the canvas clean here for a minute, and understand what the purpose of a bracha is. So let me say this in the next 3 minutes, and then I want to learn with you, Rav Cook, who's the only one I found, by the way, on Masechta Brachos and the Einayo, who is mechalik between these three lashonos. And I looked in many, many different sorim on Masechta Brachos, couldn't find anybody who's mechalik between the three lashonos except for Rav Cook. And I want to read you something from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and then the Gra, and then Mashiach will come. You know, you say Kuf Va'Aleph. You know, somebody was here. An old man was here last week. He said that he was in Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim. You've been in Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, right? And they called him in for a minyan. It's a small island, Masifta MTJ. They called him in for a minyan to be mashim a minyan. Where Moshe Feinstein was Messiah in Masechta Shabbos for the 1,000th time. So as a kuf ve'echad, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what it means. So I don't even know what it means. Like, yeah, I would lose count after the first 400. But it was Masudr. What, 1,000 times? It was Holcha Shabbos, you know. So, you know, it was like knowing Aleph Beis, like the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael was Masechta Shabbos in his eyes. I don't know everything else. I mean, but somebody told me this story. It was Mazayim for 1,000th time. But let me just say this Nakuda here, almost as a to bring us back down to Nefesh HaChaim and to prepare us for Sunday Mir Seshem. We're talking about Hiskashrus. Hiskashrus is where I am connected. Hashchosa is where I am disconnected. You with me on this, Yisoid? Hashchosa means I'm disconnected. It means as follows, that I have my body, I have my personality, my nefesh, I have my ruach, and I have my neshama, and I'm meant to have everything work in a straight line like my spine. That's what Hiskashrus is. You can't just be working out with your neshama, then you're not a person. And you're some kind of a malach or something, which is not the purpose of life. You can't just be working with your goof, then you're an athlete, but you're not an Eved Hashem. You're not using things correctly. What's important here is that my goof is connected to my nefesh, and this is the avoid of tefillah, that I'm connecting my goof to my nefesh, to my ruach, to my neshama, to my chaya, to yechida, which is a straight line of, as we've been saying, view it as a stream of light, a beam of light that comes from Hashem, from the ayin to the yesh, and it's going through me and permeating even through my goof. How do you get all this aligned? How do you get all of this aligned? It's very deep and spiritual. How do you get it all aligned with something not very deep and spiritual? The way you get it all aligned is very simple. The word is gratitude. Because gratitude, Hakaras HaTov, Shehu Iker HaAvoda, says the Nefesh HaChaim someplace else, the Iker of gratitude is that, you see, you don't steal something and say thank you. You steal something and you run. You're not nana mikotshe shemayim and make a bracha. You don't eat treif and make a bracha. There's no gratitude to, if I'm doing it against your will, I don't say thank you. But so when I say thank you, and I mean it, and I say, whether I say moedim anachnu lach in Shemayna Esrei, or whether I say moda ani lefanecha, or whether I say to another person, toda rabba, right? Thank you. So what thank you means that I am acknowledging lashon hoda, moda, at least b'miksas, I'm being moda, that what's going on here has to do with this up here. And therefore, I've created a straight line and I've aligned everything together. Yeah? You understand this? So what's important here is a bracha. What's a bracha? A bracha is a simple expression of Hakaras HaTov. That's all it is. It's the same thing as saying Moda Ani Lefanecha. A bracha is a simple expression of gratitude. When I make a bracha on something, I'm saying Baruch Atah Hashem. Elikenu, Melech, Olam. I'm climbing. Shahakol, Nia Bidvaroi. That everything came from the Dvar Hashem. So I am now connecting Hiskashrus Amaleya, my goof, or even more than my goof, even deeper than my goof, even something which is detached from my goof. I'm attaching it to my goof by putting it into my mouth. I'm attaching it to my nefesh, and it's giving me koach. I'm attaching it to my ruach and neshama, and we need to understand this deeply. What is it doing for my neshama? Is it just giving me koach to daven and to learn, or is there something deeper about it? But the point is, la Hashem ha'aretz umloya, which feels to me, this is the tachlis. By making the bracha, I'm able to say, not ha'aretz nosan livnei adam alone, but I'm connecting everything together. I've connected all the pieces into one. By the way, in the world of Kabbalah, which I don't know anything about, so you have the Kav, and then you have the Igulim. So the Igulim, you don't have to know who. I mean, you do have to know, but I can't explain to you what Igulim are. But what I know is that if you could imagine that you have the spine and then you have the ribs that come off of it. And you have the whole nervous system. If you have, if you're a chiropractor, you will believe that that the whole, every nerve in the body goes through the spine, and by adjusting the spine, you create nerve, the unobstructed nervous system, nerve flow going through my entire body. Seder. All I know is that it feels good. But the fact is that these are the igulim. So it's all about connection and proper spacing between the vertebrae, which is the whole muscle for Shemoneh Esrei and the whole way of doing Hishtachavoyah. What is the Hishtachavoyah if it's not to say Maidim Anachnu Lach? That's what the whole thing is. The whole thing is gratitude. So gratitude, it sounds like, but it's such a deep word. It's so simple. It's so, a bracha is gratitude. Maidim Atzfila is gratitude. Maidim Anachnu Lach. And Toiv Lohoidos LaHashem L'Zamri L'Shim Chalyan is my whole life. The whole life should be a song of gratitude. That's what Tehillim is. Tehillim. The whole thing is, right? Tehillah L'Kel Elyon. Tehillim. So that's, the whole thing is about gratitude, because gratitude brings it all together. Look at the secret of saying thank you to somebody who's done something good for you. Just sincerely thanking somebody. I don't even mean the words thank you, but the proper bracha. You know, when you say thank you, you don't do it like, amen. it doesn't do anything. In other words, you're going to sit with somebody who really helped you. You're going to sit down and say, listen, give me a minute, because I really want to express my gratitude to you. I really want to express my car. So they say, oh, it's nothing. No, please listen to me for a minute. It's important for me to understand that you understand that I understand that this that I just received, whether it be a job, money, help, chesed, good etza, I'm understanding and I'm feeling that I'm understanding and acknowledging, todah rabah, that this came from you. You can make a bracha that it came from a higher place, but I understand it came from you. When I'm eating my apple, I'm understanding that I'm saying, hold a minute. I'm understanding here. You know, Hashem's not saying that's all right. Don't just no, say it, and everybody around say amen. That I'm connecting. It's all about hiskashrus. Yes, it's all about the hiskashrus of olam hazet, olam haba. That's what gratitude is. That's what Hajjah is, that's what a bracha is. And now we have to understand what happens is when I don't make a bracha and I've created a disconnect. Is the disconnect in the Gavra and the Chefzer, or have I disconnected it from the whole world? That's the Machoikas in the Gemara. The three Lashonis in the Gemara. If I disconnected myself, have I disconnected this food? Or if I disconnected the Shekhinah from the world, the Knesset Yisrael from the world? That's the Shaila in the Gemara. There's three Tzadim in the Gemara, which we need to be Masber, but it's a very, very deep thing to think about. Help me over Shabbos and think about the three Lashonis and what it can mean.
So where does Kishem HaMorachim HaLatov, Kishem HaMorachim HaRa? How does that fit into this? You don't want to answer it now, but...
Okay.
So we just brought the Rashi and the Rashi very close to each other. Because by acknowledging that he's the Hashem,
two sides of one, two sides.